Hi, this is Dr. Whiting, and today I want to talk about a subject that we've addressed before, but it is so widespread, so epidemic, and there is so much information, or I should say misinformation, about this subject that I feel it would be helpful if we did a second discussion. Today I want to talk about many of the controversies surrounding a condition called candidiasis. Candida albicans is the naturally occurring yeast organism found in all human bodies. But when it becomes epidemic, when it explosively multiplies, when it gets out of the gastrointestinal tract and into the bloodstream, it becomes a condition far more serious, a condition we call systemic candidiasis. Now, in previous videos, we've discussed the basics, and I'm going to go over them today extremely quickly because there are some other things that I want to focus on. First and foremost, there are so many myths about Candida. Number one, we are often told that it's caused by a diet of excess sugars, starches, yeast, and refined carbohydrates. This is not true. This is 100% not true. You do not eat Candida albicans organism. What you eat will not cause the problem. What you eat will not take it away. Hence, it cannot be cured by diet. I deal with ladies especially who have sometimes for years been on the so-called yeast-free diet, the Candida diet, the Yeast Connection diet, and they're still in the same mess they were in before the very first day they go off, because all it's doing is controlling symptoms. It's not addressing the cause of the problem, which is the actual Candida albicans itself. Systemic candidiasis cannot be effectively treated by drug therapy. The prescription drugs available, such as Diflucan and so forth, are really only effective in the intestinal tract. It cannot be cured by herbal preparations. At least that's been our experience in the 25 years or so that we've been dealing with this problem. Again, the herbal extracts that are on the market will help you to feel better, but ultimately they will not solve the problem. And it cannot be cured by detoxifying. Detoxification of the body is very important, and it will temporarily make you feel better, as it would with any chronic condition. But regular detoxification will not in and of itself eliminate the Candida albicans organism throughout your system. Now let's look at some of the facts about Candida. Candida albicans is an anaerobic organism. That means it doesn't like oxygen. Candida is destroyed by raising the oxygen level of the blood. Candida suppresses your immune system over time and can create things such as adult onset allergies and other immune problems like every cold and flu that comes by. And lastly, yes, Candida may be transferred sexually. So if one partner has Candida albicans, especially the female vaginally, it's very important that her partners are also undergoing the elimination program. Candida develops for several reasons. One, from the overuse or abuse of antibiotics, steroid drugs, and birth control medications. It can also be caused by a compromised gastrointestinal lining. So things such as diverticulitis, colitis, leaky gut syndrome, those types of things where you have a mixing or a potential mixing of blood in the intestines, the Candida organism, which naturally lives there, can get into the bloodstream and then away we go. How do you know if you have this problem? Well, there's a host of symptoms. And when I'm finished discussing this with you, you will see on the screen a link to my website where you can go and take a free Candida evaluation test. So be ready with a pen and paper so you can jot that down, and then you can go and you can do the evaluation that we use at our clinics. So, but some of the reasons or some of the symptoms are a feeling of fatigue, spaciness, like you have a bubble around your head or a helmet and you're not quite in touch with the world. Localized yeast infections, especially in women. Antibiotic use, birth control, adult onset allergies all of a sudden that you never had before. It's a good sign that your immune system is being compromised. Long-term, Candida albicans can affect your thinking. It begins by that spaciness, and as it progresses, it begins to affect your memory, your thought process, your overall cognition. And this is a thing that a lot of people are unaware of, the effect that Candida can have on the brain. And it can be very frightening because you think you're losing your mind. First it's your memory, and then you can't put a string of thoughts together, and so on and so on. I assure you, if those problems are caused by Candida, now, there can be other issues that can be behind that, but if they're caused by systemic yeast, they can be completely eliminated. Another area that we haven't talked much about, and I'd like to address now, is the role of stress and Candida albicans. They're kind of like two balls that your body's trying to juggle. You see, stress can make Candida worse because of its effect upon your immune system. And Candida can make stress worse because of its effect on your overall physiology. So if you suffer from Candida or yeast and you're also under a fairly high level of stress, it's sort of like a double whammy. You're gonna get both barrels instead of one. And we find that people who have advanced systemic Candida are very anxious, very high strung, even melancholy and depressed at times. So it's very important to get control of this Candida problem first. If you have multiple health challenges, and we identify one of them as being systemic yeast or Candida, it is important to address that one first. Why? Because otherwise we may be treating symptoms of Candida unnecessarily, and we may never be getting at the real core of the issue. So what we like to do is to address the Candida first. Let's get it eliminated. Let's get it out of your system. Let's remove it. And then let's see what's left. And whatever issues, whatever health issues are left, we can then address those individually because they probably are what we call standalone, or they're probably are parallel rather than linked to the Candida. But I assure you, so many things that you think may be caused by some other strange problem may very likely be caused by your Candida. Now, what's the solution? Well, I discussed the solution to a great extent in my other video on Candida, which you're more than welcome to listen to. But really, oxygen therapy, or raising the oxygen level of the blood to over 96% saturation, is the best way we have found to control systemic Candida. After we do that, and that takes 6 to 7 weeks, depending. After we do that, we then increase the good bacteria, or the acidophilus group, and if necessary, we provide nutrients that will help rebuild your immune system. Other benefits of the program, which is called, by the way, the OxyFlush program, in addition to Candida and systemic candidiasis, includes fungus elimination, molds, and parasites. You see, all of these low-grade organisms are all, for the most part, anaerobic. Anaerobic is a term that means they don't like oxygen. So when we raise the oxygen level of the body, fungus, molds, parasites, yeast organisms, Candida, so on, are destroyed very, very effectively and very safely. Now, in closing, I'd like to give you that website. If you think you might be suffering from a systemic Candida problem, you can go to www.healthyinformation.com. There you click on the Candida self-test link, take the test, and it'll even tell you at the end exactly how to score it. If you should have any questions about this or any other health concerns, please feel free to call our research institute at 1-888-454-8464. Your health is our concern. I hope it's yours too. I'm Dr. Whiting, and once again, thanks for listening.